But Caleb Daniel, things have changed at the Western Bulldogs. I don't know what's happened at the Western Bulldogs, but something has changed and they are back on track. Probably a little bit late for a finals campaign, clearly, but it'd be music to the ears of the players and I'm sure brings a smile to their face. Caleb Daniel's one of the reasons they're back in really good form. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Caleb.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We're very well, thank you. What's changed? Because you're playing really good footy again.
Yeah, we are. I think we're just probably starting to win some of those key factors in the games, I guess. Probably disposals and contested ball and different things like that. Being able to use the footy like we've sort of been training and like we've been wanting to do. But, yeah, we haven't probably pulled that together for four quarters just yet. So that's what we're striving to do this weekend.
It seems, and I'm only watching on the television, I've seen you guys live once in the last month. It seems that you're almost back to the similar style that brought you the premiership success in 2016. Is that about right? Did you probably get a little bit away from what brought you that success with the group that you have?
Yeah, maybe just a little bit. I mean, it's pretty hard to go into that, I guess, just purely because we've had such a massive turnover of players.
Yep.
And there's so many young players that are playing and they've been playing massive roles for us, which is great. It's great to have young blood come in and be able to hold their own, which is good. But, yeah, I suppose probably just that sort of risk-taking, using the footy and probably going through the corridor a little bit more. We've sort of gone back to doing that a little bit, and so far it's worked the treat.
Hey, Caleb, how do four players or three players in your team get 40 possessions in a game? How does that possibly happen?
You bet.
I'm not too sure. I think we might have been waxing off each other a little bit. I remember Lockie gave me possession late, and I had no idea I was anywhere near getting that many posies, but I think there was a little bit of waxing between each other.
So 28 points down at half time. What's Bevo's message at half time? Is it just, look, guys, go out and attack the game, or was there a couple of clear areas that you guys needed to change?
No, there was a couple of clear areas. I mean, we were kicking long down the line, and we know North, they like to play that sort of brand of footy with their big tools, and they got a fairly sizable back end, and we didn't have that on the night, so we were just bombing it sort of in there. And I think Magic Door was taking a fair few intercept marks, and Robbie Tan and Scott Thompson were having a good day as well, so we just had to nullify them a little bit and take the footy off the line and use it a little bit more cautiously and sparely, I guess, and start taking it on a bit. And, yeah, we were able to do that. And the third quarter really showed and we came through.
Caleb, half talked about the Bulldogs season and how, you know, what we've seen, particularly the last couple of weeks. That's what we expect from the Dogs. I mean, you were the premiers less than 2 years ago. But I want to narrow it down a little bit more on yourself, because what we saw from you on the weekend is what we were seeing from you in the premiership year a lot more. What happened with yourself?
In terms of form?
Yeah, like, I mean, you haven't been playing as well, you know, recently, earlier this year to what you have been in the last few weeks.
Yeah, that's definitely right. I mean, I probably lacked that ball use, I guess. I was turning the footy over a little bit for a fair portion of the year, I guess, and that doesn't help when you know, one of the sort of high half forwards getting up the ground and trying to energise that ball and I don't know, connect inside 50 and help our forwards out and get a score on the board. So if you turn the footy over, it's not great for the team. So, yeah, I guess I was playing a little bit of a different role. I was playing probably more permanent forward and not getting too much midfield time. So that changed a little bit. And I was on the weekend and the week before, I was able to use the footy a fair bit better and actually hit my targets, which helps a fair bit.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, how do you fix that? Because that is one of your great skills, and we saw that on Saturday night, you know, that 45-degree daring kick back into the corridor and opening the game up for your teammates with the way you use the ball. Is it the way you train? Is it going back to the VFL and getting plenty of the footy and getting your confidence back that way? How does it click back into gear?
Yeah, I think it's a massive confidence thing. I didn't go back down to the VFL. I was just able to probably get my hands on it a little bit in training and get, I don't know, get my head from the coaches. And they gave me, extreme confidence to play and back my instincts and use the footy if I see it. So yeah, they've just given me that confidence, and I've been training pretty hard, just trying to rectify, I guess, earlier in the year.
Now, Carl, we love pranks at footy clubs. There was a bit of Instagram action. Ling Zhong had a, a snapper or something plonked on his windscreen.
Saw that.
What's behind that? And I think Jack McRae was fingered for it.
Yeah, he was getting the finger pointed in, but it was actually one of our property stewards. I'll throw him under the bus.
Oh, good.
yeah, Jaden Shea, because he left his window wound down, and a couple of boys sort of got wind that it was Jaden's, and started chucking a couple of little bits of rubbish and things in there.
As you do.
As you do. So Jaden cracked it, and he's had a look over the surveillance camera and found out sort of who the three or four blokes were that chucked a little bit of garbage in there, and he's just gone to the markets, the Footscray markets, and bought a couple of big fish and decided to whack him in their car.
Good on him. Oh, I say, he fight back.
Kudos to Jaden.
Yeah, it was great. It was actually great.
Well, I hope maybe just suit him up this week. You might know that sort of endeavour out there in the game on Sunday against the Blues at Etihad Stadium. Good luck, Caleb. Great to see you playing so well. You and your team, go well on Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.